Well, welcome. It's our last, the absolute final edition of the Passion of Seven podcast. This is your arrival information for Atlanta.
Man, this is sad, Eddie. I didn't think it just hit me right now.
I know.
This is the end of the road.
It's gone by really quickly.
This is it.
This is all we've got.
This is the finish.
So if you're listening to this, don't come back next week. There's not going to be anything there.
The Passion of Seven podcast, connecting the world on the journey to Atlanta.
Yep. It's officially
today.
Over. But
the podcast lives on because people will be listening to these for days and months and years after Passion of Seven.
Probably many, many years.
Oh, I'm sure they will be.
But today we've got important arrival information for everybody. So if you're listening out there and you're either on your way to Passion of Seven or you're sitting at your house or your apartment or your dorm and packing your suitcase, you've found us. This is the right thing to be listening to because this is important information for
you.
So
that means if people aren't coming to Passion 07, they really shouldn't be listening right now.
That's true. If you're not coming to Passion 07.
So you guys out there, that's right. You know, you're not coming to Atlanta and somehow you just couldn't stop listening and you're on with us right now, this is probably where you need to jump off. I'm only kidding. You're more than welcome to just be absolutely amazed by the arrival info for Passion 07. It's going to be a great podcast episode.
And for those of you out there that are faithful Passion 07 podcast listeners, but you're not going to be able to make it to Atlanta for whatever reason, one thing that you need to know is that every main session will be streamed on the internet, and you can find those at 268generation.com. We're doing that for free, but it's only for 24 hours. So each main session will show up on the 268generation.com website. If you go there, you'll be able to find a link on January 1st through the 4th. Don't go there now because it won't be there, but you'll see it January 1st through the 4th. And we're going to put up each session a couple hours after the session is over here in Atlanta. So we're going to give it time to kind of soak in here. And then we'll put it up on the web. And it'll only be up for 24 hours. So by the time January 4th rolls around, January 1st sessions won't be up. So if you want to get involved, if you want to check out what's going on and just watch it on your computer, you can do that. And we welcome you and invite you to join with us. For those of you that are coming to Passion 07, it's going to be amazing. And this is some really important information that you need to know. So here comes some information. Take notes. Do whatever you need to do to be prepared. And listen in with us.
Should people have a pen or a pencil now?
They might want it.
They should have something to write with.
That'd be good.
Or to record on.
That'd be good.
Of course,
They've
already got this recorded, so they don't really need to re-record it.
That's true. They could just rewind it.
Okay, get ready. Here comes information for your journey and arrival at Passion 07. Hey, Eddie, before we jump into Passion 07 stuff, I forgot to tell everybody. We have a really big announcement coming at the end
right.
of the podcast
in
today.
In true podcast fashion. It wouldn't be a Passion 07 podcast.
Yeah, it's not. You've come to expect it. We know it.
Right.
And we're not going to disappoint you. So in all seriousness, though, we do want to tell you about something that we're really, really excited about around the Passion House. It's going to come at the end of the podcast.
Yeah.
So if you're not coming to Passion 07, maybe this is the part that you just fast forward to the end
right. And
catch up with Eddie and me at the end so you can hear the important information. If you are coming to Passion 07, you're going to be at the end in just a few minutes anyway. So we'll be right back with Passion 07 information. So Eddie, people are flying into Atlanta, a lot of people. So for those of you driving in, there's obviously maps on our website and you can figure out how to make it down to downtown and to the venues and hotels. But if you're flying in, a couple of options for you. You might want to consider taking MARTA to downtown. It's the Metro Atlanta Rapid Transit Authority.
It is.
There is a subway that runs directly from inside of the airport. So when you come up to baggage claim at the north or south baggage claim, which is everyone who's coming to Atlanta. In the middle of those two is the MARTA substation. You can go down there, buy a token, or you can buy a token on our website, right?
Yeah, if you go to the Passion 07 website right now, there is a MARTA four-day pass for $12 that you can buy there. You can also buy a pass very similar to that when you arrive. So if you're listening to this and you're on the plane and you're thinking, man, I really wish I would have done that beforehand, don't worry. As soon as you get to the MARTA token booth, you can just ask for a four-day pass and they'll be able to give that to you there.
And that's for folks that are coming in on a plane who are wondering, how do I get downtown to my hotel? How do I get downtown to the venues?
Right.
MARTA will take you right downtown. You'll come into the Five Point Station, which is only a few stops from the airport, port really, going north. And it's only one way out of the airport. So MARTA's easy. You get on it, goes one way towards town, come to the Five Point Station. And if you want to go to a hotel, you're probably going to go straight there. If you want to go to the venues, you're going to get off at Five Points and go east on the east-west line. But if you are looking for a bus, a van, a taxi, just jump on MARTA. It's an easy way. It will take you directly to Phillips Arena in the Georgia World Congress Center, or to Peachtree Station or Peachtree Center, where most of the hotels are located as well. And all that information will be available to you at the MARTA station. Ask somebody, tell them where you're going. The fine, happy people from Atlanta will be happy to tell you what to do.
And if for some reason, you know, we really are praying against this, but if for some reason the weather were to turn bad, MARTA's a great option for you.
Yeah, if you're staying downtown, just to clarify, you probably want to walk to the venues in your hotel, because it's just a 6-7 block walk at the max, and it's just an easy thing to do. If you're staying outside of Atlanta, friends' houses in the northwest, south Atlanta, MARTA doesn't go down there, so we're sorry, but anywhere north or east or west, you want to consider riding MARTA in every day, because you don't want to be looking for a parking place, and you just want to be able to jump right off the train, walk right into Phillips Arena or the Georgia World Congress Center. Please give yourself plenty of time. MARTA says they know we're coming, but they're really maybe not prepared to have 24,000 people on a MARTA train. So give yourself plenty of time, maybe extra half hour in a commute. If you're staying outside the city, MARTA is a good option. If you're staying downtown, you're going to walk most everywhere you go. Weather turns bad, which, you know, it probably will. We're hoping not, but maybe it will. But if it does, then MARTA might be a good option to get to and from your hotel with the least inclement weather.
And speaking of hotels, that's going to be the first place that most of you are going to want to go. You're coming into the city. You're going to want to drop off your bags and go to your hotel. But it's important for everybody to remember that the night before Passion 07 is New Year's Eve. So almost every hotel room in the city of Atlanta is taken for December 31st, which means that they've got to clear out every single hotel room and clean every hotel. So check-in time is going to happen at 3. And if you show up at 2 and think, oh, sure, they'll have my room ready, you're probably going to be disappointed.
Man, that's a lot of hotel room cleaning right there.
It's a ton of cleaning.
Yeah. So patience is the key. When you get to Atlanta, they're redoing every room, changing over all the sheets. We've asked them if they change the sheets on every bed.
And they've agreed.
From the New Year's Eve deal, so that's going to be exciting.
It's good.
But a little patience will be the key. And when you see the cleaning ladies in the hall, probably just a word of appreciation would go a long, long way.
Good. So make sure you've got that time in your head. It's 3 p.m. is the time that your hotel room you can check into. Another time that you're definitely going to want to remember is that registration opens at 2 o'clock.
2 p.m. So, on January the 1st.
So if you're in Atlanta and it's 2 o'clock, then come on over to the World Congress Center. There'll be plenty of stuff for you to do there as you register, and we'll talk about that in just a second.
So we'll be right back with registration information.
All right, so you're in Atlanta, and you've arrived. You've maybe checked into your hotel room, maybe not.
Hopefully the room's been cleaned by now, and you've checked in.
So if you have checked in already, or even if you haven't, you've still got your stuff with you, you're headed to the Georgia World Congress Center.
So registration's in the Georgia World Congress Center. It starts at 2 o'clock on January the 1st. So it's directly across the street from Phillips Arena on International Drive. So if you've got a map, you're looking right across from Phillips, you see the Georgia World Congress Center. You come in those main doors, and you're not going to miss registration. There are going to be volunteers that are going to help you find it. But right inside the main doors, you come into the lobby, and you can enter registration to your left or to your right. Everything will be set up for you there.
And there's some things that you need to bring to registration, if you can think about it and remember it. And the biggest thing is you need to bring your registration confirmation, which you should have received in your email inbox. As soon as you registered, you should have gotten a number.
But Eddie, I think I lost my email confirmation somewhere like about 10 months ago.
There's many of you right now, you're fishing in the dashboard and in your
Eddie, I've been through my filing cabinet. I can't find it.
If you can't find it, it's totally okay. Just show up. The process might be a little bit longer if you can't find it, but the biggest, most important piece of information that you'll need is the person's name that you're registered under.
So if you're registered under somebody else's name, you need to know that.
Exactly.
But if they've lost their registration confirmation, we are kind people.
We are.
And should they shoot us an email here at 268generation.com or info at Passion07 or whichever that little button is that's on the website.
Right.
We would send them a new email confirmation.
That's
correct. And then they would be happy.
So go to the Passion07 website if you're that kind of person that just has to have the piece of paper in your hand, and it'll help you get through registration quicker. Then email us before the event. Of course, if you email us on January 1st, we're probably not going to be able to get that to you, but email it to us quickly, and we'll get you a confirmation number back.
The main thing they need to know is if they don't have it, no worries, no panic.
Right.
You can register. Just you need to know the name of the person that you're registered under. We'll take care of everything when you get there. And what about a group, Eddie? Say they're coming with like 37 people on a big bus driving from Cleveland.
Yep.
Do they all need to unload you know, all rush into the bathroom, all rush down to Starbucks. There's a Starbucks, by the way,
there
right in
Starbucks
the Georgia World
right
Congress
there.
Center, right outside registration. So that's a happy thought.
It's very important for you to
at
know.
The end of your journey. And so all 37 people are going into registration.
No,
is that the plan?
You really don't have to bring all 37 people. If you roll up in the church bus or the church van or the yellow school bus or whatever you're coming in, only your group leader needs to go inside. And I think part of that depends, too, on how much stuff you have with you to bring. Because
stuff meaning?
Meaning your towel and your socks.
Yes. If you got a bunch of people and you got a lot of towels and socks, and you know the deal is we need more than one towel now because we got 49,000 towels that have been requested.
Right.
So if you're a group of 37, I'm not really good with math, but I think that's about 74 plus towels.
Yeah, definitely.
And so the group leader carrying 74 towels could be entertaining, but you might want to have some people come in with the towels, right. Drop the towels off. But the main thing is it's only the group leader that needs to go to registration, can get all the stuff, bring it back to the 37 people. Everybody lives happily ever after.
That's right. And so make sure when you're headed to registration, you've got your registration confirmation with you, and you also have your towel and socks in hand, because that's going to be the place where you'll drop off both of those things, and you'll receive your conference packet. We'll come right back in just a second, talk about parking, talk about what you'll get in your conference packet, and we'll talk about the first day of Passion. So now you've registered, you have everything that you need for the conference.
You've dropped your towels off.
You've dropped your towels and socks off. You may or may not have gotten into your hotel room, but you have a little bit of time before the main session, which starts at 7 p.m. There's a couple things that are actually open that we want you to know about, places that you can hang out. You know, say, for instance, that your hotel room won't be open until 4 o'clock. There's a place that you can go, and you're really going to enjoy spending some time there.
Yeah, we're going to want everybody to find this place on the day of registration, the next day, the next day, the next day. And if you've been to Passion before, you know the heart and soul of everything is the Ghost Center.
Right.
And this year, that's down on the exhibit floor level of the Georgia World Congress Center. And the Ghost Center is Global Awakening, which is our world mobilization area. That's where the Do Something Now campaign is living, and all these great opportunities to connect with God's story. The 268 store is there.
Yep.
Graffiti art is there.
Yep.
Kneel, which are our prayer environments for Passion 07, are there. There's hangout space there. And just a great place just to kind of plop down and begin to read your little map and digest all the information that's going to be going on in the conference. But the Ghost Center is a place you're going to want to find. Everybody's going to get down there eventually because of the Do Something Now campaign. They're going to want to be a part of graffiti art. And obviously, they're going to be in the 268 store at some point as well and through the prayer journey.
So you can find that. It's in the same building that registration is. You'll just go down and follow the signs to the Ghost Center. But after you're done with that, you're obviously going to need a place to park your car at some point. If you took in MARTA, then you don't have that problem, but everybody else will probably need a place to park your car. The best places to park are going to be the Georgia World Congress Center parking lots.
Now, why are those places better than any other places in town?
Those places are definitely going to be cheaper than anywhere else. It is a downtown.
Did that sound like a leading question, by the way, Eddie?
It did.
Eddie, tell us why the Georgia World Congress Center lots are some of the best places to park in town.
We're throwing up softballs here on the podcast. The parking at the Georgia World Congress Center is much cheaper than other parking places that you're going to find. If you end up parking at your hotel, you'll probably pay significantly more than you would if you parked in the Georgia World Congress Center lot. So for our podcast listeners, this is your, you know, inside information tidbit. Make sure you park there. And, you know, when you get here to the conference, some people don't know what to expect. Am I going to be driving to dinner every night? Am I going to be getting in my car in the morning and headed to my community group? You need to plan on parking your car and just leaving it there for the week. You're going to be walking to most of the places that you go during the week.
Yeah, and so follow the signs. Come towards the Georgia World Congress Center. Look for the parking lots that are Georgia World Congress Center lots. The cool thing is, Eddie, if you park in one of those lots, you only pay when you go out.
Yeah, that's
so
good.
If you go in on Monday and you don't go out till Thursday, you pay when you leave, and I think it's like in some cases $10 or something like that.
Yeah, if you find the right place.
And so you just pay in one time, and so that's a fantastic deal rather than paying every single night at your hotel, which is really just 4 blocks away, and you're not going to use your car anyway. So drop everybody off at the hotel, maybe circle back around, get you a good place in one of the Georgia World Congress Center lots, save yourself a little extra cash because you're going to need that for the Do Something Now campaign anyway. So, you know, park wherever you want, but again, leave yourself a little extra time.
Right.
If you're not familiar with downtown Atlanta, give yourself an extra 30 minutes, an extra hour just to kind of cruise around, figure out what the best options are. But the Georgia World Congress Center lots for parking might be the best bet of all.
And when you arrive at registration, you can obviously ask them any kind of questions about this. So if you have a large bus and you need to figure out a place to park that, just ask a volunteer. They're going to know every bit of information that you'll probably need to know. Another thing that you're going to get at registration that's really important is you're going to get your registration packet. So if you walk up yourself, you'll receive a registration packet. Or if you are the group leader for 37 people, then you'll get 37 group packets. And included in those packets is everything that you're going to need to make it through the 4 days of the conference.
Yep, you're going to get a couple important things in there, Eddie. One of them is going to be your community group wristband. Mm-hmm. And those are in 20 different colors, and so they're randomly assorted. No one's going to get left alone. We give at least two of every color in any group registration, mm-hmm. so no student's going to be separated from their group. But that's going to be the one wristband, and that gets you into every environment at Passion.
Right.
No wristband, no entry.
Exactly.
So that has to be worn. Can't be put on your lanyard or your belt loop or somewhere else on your backpack. It needs to be worn on your wrist.
Right.
And that's the first wristband. That's orange, green, pink, striped, yellow striped, silver, gold, black. But you're also going to get a second wristband because this is an incredible Passion 07 experience, and we just couldn't do it with one wristband, so everybody's going to get two. The second one is a little more flimsy little deal, and it's just either red, yellow, green, or blue.
Mm-hmm.
And that wristband is going to designate which of the main session arenas that you are in on any given main session on the schedule, and that's clearly marked. So you'll get a community group wristband, could be pink, and a main session wristband could be green. And we're happy for your whole group to get your main session wristbands in the same color, so you're sitting together.
Right.
And as you know, we don't have overflow.
Mm-hmm.
We have two live main session venues that are going to rock, both of them, one in Phillips, one in the Georgia World Congress Center. The message is always going to be transmitted via these incredible fiber optic cables underground from Phillips into the Georgia World Congress Center. But most people aren't going to spend more than one main session mm-hmm. in the Georgia World Congress Center. The rotation is allowing you guys to come to Passion 07.
Right.
So we're excited about it. It's going to be fantastic. Steve Fee was just in the house just down the hall a second ago. He's going to be leading in the Georgia World Congress Center in one of the main sessions we were just talking about. It's going to be fantastic. So you're going to get two wristbands, and you're going to get a map with all the scoop on it about breakouts, late nights, everything you need to know about Passion, maps, and all that stuff, who's doing what, where, and when. And I don't know if anything else comes in the registration packet.
I mean, that's all the most important stuff.
Two wristbands and a map full of information. What more could you ask for?
So you'll get your wristbands, you'll get your map, you'll have a place to park, you will have hopefully checked out the Go Center already, and then the conference is actually going to start at 7 o'clock that night. So in just a second, we'll talk through what that looks like, what that night's going to look like, and what you should plan on for the day ahead.
So you got everything you need. You got your wristbands on, two wristbands, one for main sessions. The main thing you want to do, Eddie, is check out your main session wristband color and then look on your map for the first session, which is at 7 o'clock on Monday night, January the 1st. And if your color corresponds with Phillips Arena, then that's where you're headed for the 7 o'clock main session. If your color corresponds with Georgia World Congress Center, that's where you're headed for the main session. Doors open, I think, at 6 o'clock, but I'm not 100% sure. We probably should check that before we start the podcast.
Yeah, let's check that out and figure that out.
I think it could be 6:15 doors open.
Do you think we can call somebody?
I bet we could call somebody.
Let's get somebody on the phone. Cheryl, let's call.
We're going to call Cheryl Bell, Audible here, so just bear with us. I know you probably flaked out on us already on this podcast, but if you're still with us, thank you, and bear with us. We're going to buzz across the office, the Passion House. We probably could just go outside and open the door, happily wired in here to the podcast central headquarters. We're going to just buzz Cheryl Bell real quick. Cheryl is our event director, Eddie, by the way, as you know, and she's masterminding this whole thing, so she would know.
Yeah.
She would know what time the door's open.
So
I'm going to buzz her real fast.
Hang on, questions.
Cheryl, it's Louie.
Hi, Louie.
Hey, Eddie and I are in here doing the podcast.
Yes.
And we had a question that we neither one could answer, which is kind of scary, but we thought, given that you're in charge of this whole thing, you'd probably know the answer. So can you help us out?
I can try my best.
Okay. If you don't know, we're in real big trouble here because I've already told everybody you're the event director, and we've given everyone your cell phone number in case they have questions during the conference. Just call Cheryl. She knows what's going on. We're trying to figure out what time the doors open for the main sessions on January 1st.
Mm-hmm.
We know it starts at 7, but the doors open when?
The doors will open at 6:15.
6:15, doors open.
Yes.
Okay, and that's absolutely certain you're okay with us blasting that on the podcast from here to, London.
I think that'll be fine, yeah.
Okay.
Go for it.
All right, we might be back before the podcast is over.
Okay. All right,
thanks, Cheryl. All right, bye.
That was Cheryl Bell, everybody. She makes this whole
Let's
thing work.
Let's hear it for Cheryl Bell. She's over there working like crazy. Everyone in this house is working like crazy now. We are down to the wire, Eddie. Okay, so the doors open at 6:15.
6:15.
So if you're going to Phillips, you're headed there. If you're going to Georgia World Congress Center, you're headed there. A couple things you need to know. We are doing security checks in the main arenas. That's just for your safety. So if you have a massive backpack, leave that at the hotel. Leave it in the trunk of your car. Slim down to Bible, something to write on, you know, your cell phone's fine, but leave your backpack. Girls, ladies, if you have a huge purse and you really, really need it, bring it. But if you could do one of those little shoulder things, Eddie, you know what I'm talking about? Like it's a little bitty thin small. Strap, small shoulder thing. You can put your driver's license and a few, you know, essential items in there.
Right.
And you bring that in. That's just going to allow you to buzz a lot faster through security. And just as a heads up, this is in the fine print. No massive cameras.
Right.
No professional photography. No video cameras. All that stuff will be taken from people at the door and held in information or security until sessions are over.
Yeah.
And so we're just asking you to hang on to that. The information is going to be in your map brochure when you get there to reinforce that again. But the main session Monday night starts at 7, doors open at 6:15. Somebody's going to be telling you because there's going to be excitement everywhere. No
Definitely.
Running
right.
because we had people trampled in the past and we really, you know, want to just encourage people to have a pleasant experience together.
Right.
So 6:15, the doors are going to open. Open. Find your venue based on the color of your wristband. Main session is going to be, it's just going to be all we've hoped for. You know, we've been leaning toward this thing for a long time. It's going to be exciting when we finally get there.
And of course, Passion 07 doesn't just end with the main sessions. I mean, the most important thing about Passion 07, kind of in our minds, is the community group aspect that comes in right after that.
Absolutely. And these folks that are listening, if you haven't been to Passion, you're going to discover this. Community groups aren't like an afterthought to us. They are the heart and soul of this deal. We've put 20 teams of worship leaders and facilitators in place that are going to blow your mind.
Yeah.
I mean, these folks could be leading the entire conference. And when we dismiss out of the main session Monday night, we're going to dismiss right to community groups. You're going to follow that color on your wrist, whether it's yellow or green or blue or neon or gold or black or whatever. You're going to follow that with 1,000 other people to your community group. You're going to get settled in there. Get into a family group that you're going to hang with for the whole time of the conference. And so community groups are going to be big. We're going to talk about it when we get there. But community groups, they meet every night and every morning.
Mm-hmm.
So folks will start the morning back the next morning in community groups, and they'll end the next day in community groups, start the next day in community groups, end that day. And it's a place where you can process, think about what God's doing, talk with other students about what God's doing in their lives, pray for each other, encourage each other, and probably even, you know, build some relationships that you're going to have with people for a long, long time.
And right after community groups happen, you're going to leave there, and there's an optional thing that we have every night called Late Nights for the first couple nights at Passion 07. And this year, late nights are going to look a little bit different than they did last year. And the most
Thank
important
goodness
thing,
for that. My goodness, anybody that was at Passion 06 knows we had a late night fiasco because we had this ticket deal.
Right.
It's free, but you had to get a ticket.
Right.
And my goodness, we had, you know, 18,000 people show up in the Go Center to get a ticket at the same time. And I wasn't there, but Shelley has told me about it. And it kind of became the byline for all of us as we were moving toward Passion 07. Let's don't ever do that again.
Right. So we've changed things a little bit. There's no tickets this year for late nights. You can go to whichever late night you want to. You can hop into 10 minutes of this one and 10 minutes of the next one. And actually this year, because we're not in Nashville, which had things spread out all over downtown, we've got most of the late nights kind of in the same area. So it's creating this little space that you can just walk from one place to the next.
Yeah, it's going to be, I think, a whole different vibe. It's not really setting up a dozen concerts late at night, because we really honestly don't have the venue capacity in downtown Atlanta that we had in Nashville to have a bunch of different concerts. So we've got kind of small cafe feeling, walk in, walk out, check it out places. And the late nights are going to be amazing though. We've got Sean McDonald coming back. We've got Leland coming this year that I'm excited about hearing Leland in person. Steve Fee and his band are going to be doing a late night.
Yeah.
We've got all kinds of good stuff coming. Destinations, hip hop, spoken word is going to be there, and on and on and on. But you'll find all that stuff in your map and information piece when you get there.
So that happens. Late nights will be over, and it's going to be a really long day for you. We know that. So you're going to head back to your hotel and get some sleep, and we'll talk to you more about what's going to happen the next morning and what you're going to do for the rest of the time.
But Eddie, this is the place where I get to be parental. This is, you know, I am actually old enough to be everyone's father. And this is the night, I'm telling you, where everybody's jacked up for sure. But it's a long day, a long journey, a long night. And we've got a whole, you know, experience ahead of us with God. So this is the night that we want to just kind of chill, you know, find some sleep. Get rest, be ready for the next day. We don't want to miss out on what God's going to do.
Hopefully you've had a great night's sleep when January 2nd finally rolls around.
Man, that was a fantastic first day, by the way.
It was. It went
quick. Got into Atlanta. We jumped right on MARTA. We got to registration. Everything was cool. We had our confirmation. We got to the hotel. The bed was made. The room was ready. We got back to the main session. Found the right main session, got in. Incredible main session, by the way. Went to community group, met our family group. Late nights were cool.
Yeah.
And got some sleep. So what a great day.
That's what our podcast listeners get. They get, they're smart. They get extra information.
And you know, yeah, speaking of extra information, though, Eddie, you know, we're talking about this around the house, but a lot of folks, because it's Atlanta, are staying at home or they're staying with friends in Atlanta. We've just seen a ton of that this year. And although tons of people are staying downtown, there are a lot of people staying in Kennesaw and Marietta and Duluth and Lawrenceville and Alpharetta and Conyers and everywhere else. And just a small thought, and I know you're thinking, I don't have the bucks to get into a hotel room.
Right.
But we've got some hotel rooms that are still available downtown. Mm-hmm. If you can scrape five friends together and squeeze in there and split the money, I think when you wake up, Eddie, on January the 2nd, and it's 8:20, and you're rolling out to a community group that starts at 9 o'clock, that you're going to want to be downtown in that moment. You're not going to be making a 50-minute commute from somewhere and finding a parking place. And folks, you got to be back at community groups at 9 a.m.
9 a.m.
This is the flow. Your family group's going to be counting on you. The folks that you met the night before are going to be ready for you. So when you come through the door at 9 o'clock, your facilitators and community group worship leaders are going to be ready for you. You're going to be sitting in the same place you left the night before, so you can find your family group really fast. And we're going to be studying the book of Colossians together on that first morning. It's going to be incredible stuff, talking about who Jesus is and why he's worth everything in our lives. So it's January 2nd. It's 9 o'clock. We're all back in community groups, and we leave there and head to the main session.
So again, you'll want to look down, check out your wristband, check your map, see which main session venue you're going to.
But you know for sure, if you're in the Georgia World Congress Center for session number one, you're not in there for session number two.
Exactly.
You're going to Phillips.
And you're moving around.
One of you three groups in Phillips is headed over to the Georgia World Congress Center.
And so you're headed towards that direction. You're kind of meeting up with your group, finding your friends again, and they've been all over in different community groups, and you're kind of checking that out and seeing how their community groups were. And the main session starts at 10:45 in the morning. So you want to roll in there, grab your seat, get ready for that, and we're going to have some great speakers in the morning sessions again as well.
Yeah, so the main session rolls on at 10:45 a.m. We're going to dismiss you from that to a free lunch, which you're going to absolutely enjoy.
Yeah.
A free box lunch for 24,000 people. Eddie and I have already started making the sandwiches, so you know, it has been quite a labor of love, I must say, Eddie. I had no idea when we got into this how long it was going
to
take
us. Got a little ways to go
to make 24,000 sandwiches, but we are working. But no, seriously, we're not making the sandwiches. You don't want Eddie and I to make the sandwiches. But we have a team that is working on meals, and we're going to dismiss you from the Georgia World Congress Center and Phillips Arena.
Right.
And hopefully feed everybody in a pretty fast, you know, process, a pretty short amount of time. You're going to grab your box lunch. There's going to be a lot of instruction with this. So here's, I'm just asking you, and I'll plead with you when we get to lunchtime on Tuesday.
Right.
Or Cheryl will, whoever's making the lunch announcement. But it's going to take just a little bit of patience to figure this thing out. You might have to, you know, take a little long, circuitous journey with your friends. But in the process, you can talk about what you just heard in the main session. You can download what happened in community groups. And before long, some smiling, happy people, a team led by my friends Tag and Lisa Harding from up in Minneapolis, are going to hand you a wonderful lunch. You're going to walk somewhere, sit down, enjoy that free Passion 07 lunch.
Yep.
And then you're going to have an opportunity to choose a breakout session that kind of winds you up and head to that in the afternoon. So why don't we take a quick break? We'll come back, talk about breakouts and anything else we need to do, Eddie, before we wrap up our very last Passion 07 podcast.
It's coming. The end is coming. See you in a second. So the first day is almost over. you've reached, hopefully,
no, the first day, man, we just had lunch, Eddie.
Well, that's true.
We've got a long ways to go, but we've accomplished a lot.
We've accomplished a full day at Passion of Seven. So you got there, you went to a main session, and then the breakout session is the last thing that happens before the next main session. There's tons of different options you can choose from, and, you know, your whole group obviously doesn't have to go there all to the same place. So check out your map. There's actually going to be a PDF online with information about breakouts. You can go to the Passion 07 website, which is 268generation.com/passion07. And on there, you'll see a big blue dot that says your trip need to knows. And if you click on that, you'll find all kinds of information about breakouts, about the Do Something Now campaign that we've got up there that you're really going to want to make sure you read before you get there. So make sure
there's maps,
there.
There's restaurants, there's right. parking information. All these PDFs are there under the trip need to knows. And there's a PDF that's up there now for breakouts.
Yeah.
So if you're a group leader or if you're coming by yourself and you're listening to the podcast and you want to kind of know what are the options, they repeat
right.
Tuesday and Wednesday, most breakouts. A few of them just happen once, but most of them repeat both days. So if you miss one day, you might can catch it the next day. And the breakouts are, I'm just so excited. I want to go to like every single one of them.
Yeah.
And it's going to be really incredible. But we want to give you time to think about it. You might be a planner. And so you might want to know ahead of time, you know, which breakout you want to get into. So check out the PDF and make your plans ahead of time. Once the breakout's in, there's a little open time. That's
there
a great
is.
Time to head down to the Go Center, check out Global Awakening, check out Do Something Now, Graffiti Art, Neil, or just hang out in the Go Center with your friends, catch some downtime, get a snack in the CNN Center in the food court, which would be a great option just across the street
right.
from the George World Congress Center and literally adjacent to the Omni Hotel and Phillips Arena is the CNN Center where all the news comes to the world from, or a
right.
good portion of it anyway. And in the bottom floor of that is a food court, and they've got it all. They've got Moe's,
yeah.
they've got Chick-fil-A, they got Arby's, they got my favorite, which is Blimpy Subs. they got all those Chinese and different Asian options where they're giving
right.
you little toothpicks and stuff,
yep.
and all kinds of food in there. So lots of hangout options in the afternoon. Main session starts back at 6 o'clock. I mean, at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. Main session starts back. Doors open at 6:15.
6:15.
We asked Cheryl that. We know that's for sure. Check your wristband, find the right arena, slim down, travel light, no big cameras, we're all good.
Yep. And so that's pretty much a day in the life of Passion of Seven. That's what you can kind of expect as far as just where you need to be and when you need to be there. And then from that point on, of course, just check your map. If you have any questions, there's going to be tons of volunteers around. Just grab somebody and ask them a question. We're really there to serve you and to make sure that you know exactly where you need to be and that you don't have to think about that kind of stuff so that you can really sit and soak and think about what's being presented in those days.
Yeah, and just saying that, Eddie, we've got like 1,200 volunteers.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just a staggering thought to me.
Yeah.
And they want to come and be in the space of passion. That's for sure. They want to breathe some of this passion air that they've heard about.
Right.
But they also want to serve students. They just love students. And they want to be there to serve you your lunch, to point you in the right direction, to make sure that you can get in and out of a main session venue well, to help you find a place to park, to register you, to pray for you. And even saying that, there's going to be a group of intercessors there, Eddie. These are serious praying people. And they'll be praying 24 hours a day from before Passion 07 starts to after it's over. Every student will be being prayed for, every leader, every speaker. And you and me will all be just covered in this great tidal wave of prayer. And we're praying for folks even now. And that's the main thing we want to say. If you've made it all the way to the end today, the big announcement was simply this, because I want to end with something a little bit serious and an encouragement for people.
Right. Yeah.
But we just want to remind people today, Eddie, and this is kind of our big drum roll moment, that the Best of Passion CD is out. So
that's
here
yeah.
for the Best of Passion and Beautiful News by Matt Redman. Both hit stores on December 26th.
Yep.
Which should be already have happened by the
yeah.
time people are listening to this. So if you're out and about and got a little extra Christmas cash in the pocket, or you got a gift card from somebody and you're wanting to cash it in, look for Best of Passion. It's a big orange Passion P. It's a double CD set of 30 songs, tracking with the journey of Passion so far. We talked about that with Chris and Matt
right.
and Charlie last week. And Matt's album, which just we got our first review yesterday, and it was absolutely a stellar review.
Yeah.
And people are digging this music from Matt. It's going to be amazing. Both are in stores right now, Beautiful News and The Best of Passion. We'll be back in just a second with some closing thoughts for everybody. And I guess our last final sign-off, Eddie, from the Passion 07 podcast.
Well, this is it. This is the final few moments of the Passion of Seven podcast, and we've really enjoyed having everybody journey along with us the past couple of weeks. Thank you so much for spending the time listening and paying attention and just being involved. We love having you guys here, so we wanted to kind of send you off and say, you know, we hope to see most of you at Passion of Seven. If we're not going to see you there, stay tuned with us. But we're really excited that you've been on so far.
Yeah, and we want people to know, Eddie, that, you know, all these logistics and this information today is important. You know,
right.
You can't do a conference without it, and you want to know where you're supposed to be. But at the end of the day, passion, you know, our heart and hope is way more than just for a bunch of people to show up and find the right hotel and get to the main session. But we are praying that God's Spirit will come and just rain down on us like a thunderstorm in these days, and that our hearts will just be soaked with the presence of God, and that He'll do the things in us that we are confident that no one else on this planet can do. And so we are praying and just leaning that way right now. The 268 blog is still going on, just praying every day on this journey to Passion 07. But I just wanted to read this. And, you know, I mentioned a few minutes ago the Colossians thing we're going to do on the two mornings of the community groups on Tuesday and Wednesday. But if you're out there, you need to pick up your Bible and just read through the little letter of Colossians in the New Testament once or twice before you get to Passion 07. It'll kind of get your heart rolling in the right direction. And then when you come into these morning Bible studies on Tuesday and Wednesday, and we're all going to be studying the exact same verses together, right, every single person at Passion and all these different community groups looking into the same verses together. And so pick up your Bible, read through Colossians a bit, and you're going to love it. And this is coming from the very first chapter, and this is Paul's prayer, and I just want to read it for all of us, Eddie, just as we kind of head this way. It says, for this reason, since the day that we heard about you, we've not stopped praying for you and asking God to fill you with the knowledge of His will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding. And we pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please Him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work and growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to His glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience and joyfully giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light. And we're praying that for you today. And just whether you're coming to join us or you're somewhere else in the world, we are just praying that you will persevere and find great strength in God today to accomplish the things that He has put in His heart for you to do. And Eddie and I have loved being with you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us. You know, the podcast is going to live on as people share these. And,
right,
you know, folks are still coming back to listen to what Beth had to say or listen to what Francis had to say. And we've already got an email today about, you know, a guy just wrote in and said, hey, I just got introduced to Francis Chan from the podcast. Now I'm listening to his video podcast. Thank you for turning me on to him. So I just love hearing that and just seeing the ripples go out. God's building a church. He's not building passion.
Right.
He's building a great, glorious body around the world, not a conference. It's meeting here in Atlanta. And all of us who've put faith in Jesus are a part of it. And so thanks for being a part of this with us. We love you guys. Eddie, thanks again for a great job hosting the Passion 07 podcast.
It's been a good job.
It has been fantastic, and I've enjoyed it. And we will see you guys in Atlanta in just a few days. And if not, we'll see you somewhere down the road as Passion continues to circle the globe for His renown.